Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Thanksgiving will be anything but typical for many Alaskan families in 2020. The majority of health experts recommend drastically changing up the normal Turkey Day routine by not traveling out of state, socially distancing, and ideally having only shared household members participate in a Thanksgiving dinner with other family members participating virtually. Many folks will choose not to follow the recommendations of modern science, but some of their family members may opt to put safety over traditional Thanksgiving travel. Either way, Thanksgiving this year will likely be different. To help make Thanksgiving 2020 more pleasant than it could be, Alaska State Parks are waiving all parking fees at park facilities on Friday, November 27th. Their aim is to encourage Alaskans to get out and enjoy the fresh air during the holiday weekend. Ricky Geese, director of the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation, says this gesture is less a tradition this year and more about nudging Alaskans toward a healthy direction. He said, "While free parking is a holiday tradition with Alaska State Parks, I think helping Alaskans get a little more fresh air and sunshine might be more welcome this year than ever." Being outdoors and socially distanced allows for a safer gathering, according to the CDC. By the way, the full list of guidelines can be found at RadioKenai.com. And perhaps these guidelines will allow families to buck tradition by going on a cold scavenger hunt, a bike race, or a simple game of horseshoes in lieu of gathering around a television over the weekend. If your Alaskan family is handling Thanksgiving a little differently than normal, message your photos to KSRM's Facebook page. You may see your family shared online in a future story featuring Alaskans enjoying the Thanksgiving weekend despite adapting to health recommendations. Who knows? 2020's fun and outdoorsy new family traditions may be carried on for decades to come. On a normal Thursday evening, it might seem innocuous for a phone call to ring your iPhone with the caller ID of Homer Electric Association. Many folks might be inclined to say, perhaps there's a problem with my account that we need to take care of. Well, that inclination is exactly the attitude HEA does not want members to take during this holiday season. Homer Electric Association is getting reports from their members regarding suspicious HEA impersonators over the phone. They issued a statement on Thursday alerting members to be alert and careful about the information they provide over the phone. Bruce Shelley, Director of HEA Member Relations.
Yes, those scammers are at it again, impersonating HEA personnel. Please stay alert and realize that there are people who will attempt to take advantage of others during this uncertain times. If you receive a suspicious phone call, please hang up and call HEA directly to verify your account information. Scammers are becoming smarter and smarter, so don't be fooled by caller ID, even if it says Homer Electric Association. Never give anyone your personal information, such as your Social Security number, bank account, or credit card number, unless you initiated the conversation and you are confident the transaction is legitimate.
Scam phone calls, also known as phishing calls, have been more active than normal during the COVID-19 pandemic. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.